88.1 FM, licensed by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission to broadcast in stereo at 88.1 MHz on the FM band. CKLN is owned and operated by CKLN Radio Incorporated, which is located at Ryerson University within the Student Campus Center in Toronto, Canada.
At the time of license application, CKLN filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission, and within that document made specific commitments to its operations and programming. The license issued by the CRTC requires CKLN to honor these commitments made in the promise of performance and to comply with the FM radio broadcasting regulations.
A copy of the license with the promise of performance and conditions of licensing is available for inspection by any member of the public at the offices of the Commission and at the offices of CKLN during business hours. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada. CKLN invites your comments and inquiries.
Our mailing address is 55 Gould Street, Toronto, Ontario, postal code M5B1E9, phone number 416-979-5251.
Thank you for tuning in to CKLN 88.1 FM, and good morning.
CKLN listeners. It is the 14th day of July, 2010. Hopefully you enjoyed the Muse and Uprising. They will not control us. They will not degrade us. We will be victorious. And, you keep singing that to yourself. And who knows? You may even believe it. I spend my precious time on this radio show fairly often, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays here on CKLN 88.1 FM, CKLN.FM online, and Rogers Cable Box 947. And, definitely mulling over some thoughts this morning, just hearing some Jones on the way up to the studios and grab me my familiar Tim's, Shout out to Tim's folks. They're always very, very nice, and they try and get me in the studio as soon as possible. But I'm thinking about the complexity of language and how, you know, so many people went from, you know, I don't believe you to I don't want to talk about it, or I'm scared to talk about it, or it makes me uncomfortable. When it comes to the New World Order, globalization, serious issues, whatever. And Start thinking about the idea of how, you know, because there's tons of stuff out there. There's tons of information. The mass media will give it to you. Everybody's got something to talk about. It's just, you know, what's it getting us? But we're not out of time yet, but this is, that was the opening track, and this is the Guns N' Roses Chinese Democracy album. I know some people don't like calling them Guns N' Roses because it's just Axl Rose and a bunch of new dudes, but, you know, if Guns N' Roses released an album 17 years later, this is, you know, this could easily be what it would sound like with a variety of songs, including this one. No one ever told me when I was alone, they just thought I'd know better. I used this song to open a clip of me on the Jeff Ferrier show in Arizona, set up by a local Toronto resident, Blueberry Pickens. Shout out to Blueberry. She's cool. She's great. And she's one of the producers of the Jeff Ferrier show. Sort of a liberal show in the States. You know, kind of pro-Democrat, but, you know, honest enough to break through the BS once in a while. So I was on there for 20 minutes. The show is entitled How to Save the World in 20 Minutes. And it's among the least downloaded interviews or whatever, audio, now like 5 times. I got some stuff that downloaded like 800 times. And, you know, and it's just absolutely insane. But there is a resistance to wanting to try to get better at being a better human being in our culture. And part of that is, you know, for yourself, and then part of that is for others. So I'm thinking on the way up here, how do we get the complexity back in our language? And I'm starting to think that, you know, if we talk about ourselves, which we often tend to do, I'm talking about ideas for this country. I don't know about myself too, but I'm just saying this idea for for planet Earth at this time. This is in 21st century. You know, we have a, you know, we got to think of some new stuff. And so, you know, basically if you talk about yourself, what a lot of people do, and or cite random things, then, you know, people are not, you know, we all won't have as much patience for each other. But to get the complexity back in language, it's often worth talking about someone else. You know, or what their interests are, or and so on. Because then, if you go on about them, you know, they might respect that. So, you know, just a thought. I never wanted. Classic 70s psychedelic riff, a lot shorter these days for commercial music, but that's the bottom line, is that to combat the reduction in language and the reduction in complexity, instead of just going at somebody with some really complex explain that you discovered, why not try and explain something that you know about their life or their interests, or something that's relevant to them, that you've discovered, or that, you know, you can relate to them in complex ways, because people appreciate that type of effort on their behalf. So just, you know, thought came to me this morning. I was hearing Jones talk about aspartame and how horrible aspartame is, how they knew it was, you know, horrible for us and causes, you know, abortions and fetal damage and cancer and turns into fluoride or formaldehyde and destroys your brain. And I'm thinking, you know, somebody out there might want to know that, especially if they got kids. But enough of me for now. Wayne Madsen and then Paul Craig Roberts on the Alex Jones Show are going to break down how we might be losing our fish and how our governments might be running out of options when it comes to saving us based on their own incompetence, and because they're not really trying to.
I think in terms of over $1 trillion, maybe closer to $2 trillion, but what price can you put on the Gulf of Mexico and the other oceans that could be affected by this disaster?
And now they say it may just go on forever. Now they're not even trying to talk about fixing it. It's just, this is the way it is now. And
well, that's right. And the people who are complacent up here, it's a matter of time before this gets into the Chesapeake, the largest estuary in North America, and we're going to see that. They're already taking making emergency plans in North Carolina when this hits the Outer Banks. So this is not going to be limited to the Gulf of Mexico. And when it hits the Grand Banks off Newfoundland, the richest fishing grounds that North America and Europe depend on, then we're going to see, basically you can just kiss off seafood as a staple in
well, that's the
continent.
Issue. As I say, there's probably 2 billion gallons in that one hole alone, and it does go out around Florida and up into the Grand Banks after it leaves the East Coast. It goes up there into the Arctic, and it's just horrible. Wayne Madsen, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate your time with us. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. People to Justice, The Secret of Oz, Solutions for a Broken Economy. Very important film. We sold out of this last week. We just got more in today. So get your orders in for The Secret of Oz. We have a new special running for a limited time where you can order the new films we produced, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and, of course, Invisible Empire, and get a copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, free. We have several other choices you can make on InfoWars.com. You can look for the banners up on the site to take you to the subsection of the shopping cart that has those specials, and your purchase of the books and videos not only gives you a tool to wake people up and to inform yourself to a higher level, but also supports this transmission and the important work we're doing here, and I couldn't do it without all of you out there. And speaking of support, PrisonPlanet.tv, we simulcast at least part of the radio show. Starting next week, I'm going to simulcast the entire radio show from there on out via streaming video with the four camera shooting here at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we put an exclusive PrisonPlanet.tv video up where I sent my guys, Rob Dew and Jason Douglas, to Chicago, where they let them into the drills, taking over sports stadiums, using them as FEMA camps, Polish troops training to, quote, take on American terrorists, and for gun confiscation. That 25-minute video is up on PrisonPlanet.tv right now for members. And we have this report out from Fox 23 in Albany, New York. New York National Guard unit scan vehicles for gun confiscations. They drive you through. If they find a gun, they take you to jail. I mean, this is on the news now. So the slow-creeping martial law is just intensifying. And before we get into the economy and the oil spill and the Iran situation, because as Roberts predicted a few years ago, when governments and banks get in trouble, they launch new wars. Let me ask him about the police state, because he writes about that. Dr. Roberts, good to have you back with us.
Glad to be with you, Alex.
There he is, joining us via video Skype. You've written a lot about the police state, but now we have the military more and more on the streets of America, really violating posse comitatus. What's your take on that?
Well, I suppose, Alex, I just want to make sure that we forget about the Constitution and our rights. I think they realize that they've created a mess for us, both internationally and domestically, both militarily and economically. And they want to be sure that the people just sort of give up and accept their fate.
What do you think the American people's response to this should be?
Well, I think they should get very angry and be very well armed and very well organized. You know, one of the problems, Alex, as you know very well, is that so many Americans get confused about what patriotism is. And they, so many of them think that being patriotic means supporting the government. They don't understand that it means supporting the Constitution and that the government is always an enemy of the Constitution. And so the people, I think they're going to have to suffer quite a bit before they ever wake up and realize that the founding fathers were right, that your worst enemy is always your government, because it alone has the power to break you and control you. So I think we're a long way from the vast majority of American people coming to that realization.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. People are going to have to get hurt a lot worse than they've already been abused. And boy, I tell you, I read Bloomberg reporting 46 states are on the verge of going bankrupt. Federal regulators are, quote, ordering outside of law for large pension fund managers to, quote, invest in failed banks. Suddenly CNBC reports that the graphs mirror the 1929-1933 depression graph. The New York Times says third depression. The London Telegraph says depression, that all the numbers show depression. This is pretty scary to have the mainstream media now going from denying we were even in a recession to saying that we may be in a depression.
Yes, it is kind of funny, isn't it? I mean, you know, it seems it was just the other day that we had recovery. As you know, I've said for some time that there's no recovery because there's nothing left to recover. Keep in mind that our pensions, or what remains of them, are in grave danger now, because if we do continue into a depression, the government's budget deficit will become huge. I mean, it's already almost half of the current operating budget. So if you're having to borrow half of your current operating budget, you can see what happens if the economy gets worse and the tax revenues would fall off more. And so what I suspect they will do, Alex, they will tell all the pension fund managers, the money managers, that they have to purchase government bonds, that they have to finance the government by purchasing the treasuries and bonds. Now, of course, with the situation being as bad as it is, the bonds won't be worth very much. And so that's how they will finish off our pensions. Alternatively, they would simply say, well, we're going to have a capital levy on your pensions. We're going to take a certain percentage of it to make up for the fact that it's been accumulating tax-free, and then they will use that money to finance the government, you know, for a while. I mean, that money runs out. They can only spend it once. So people don't really quite know how bad it's going to be. And you can see that all the stimulus programs, despite the massive size, have failed to alleviate the unemployment, and apparently have failed to stop the downward descent of the economy. So if you have the largest budget deficit in history and the lowest interest rates, and they can't stop an economic downturn, then you don't really have any policy left to use. So I think we're headed into a very serious situation that will, as I've said many times, undermine the dollar as the reserve currency, and therefore undermine our ability to import, which will affect a whole range of product availability.
KLN listeners, again, that was Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist out of Washington, D.C., former National Security Agency intelligence officer. And that's right, the NSA exists. They were known in the 70s as no such agency because, well, people thought they didn't exist. But now they exist. They're the chief spying arm. So Wayne used to work for them, one of the guys trying to do an honorable job in there, not really understanding the bigger picture, like a lot of people in quote-unquote the system. And yet, you know, we are suffering a systemic breakdown crisis. We're listening to the album Chinese Democracy in part because China is taking over. We've seen all the articles about how, you know, great, you know, China is. It's the Chinese people, Chinese culture, Chinese history. It's not that, you know, nonsense. It's, you know, why do our corrupt governments and corrupt, you know, corporate media arms, you know, promote them so much? And it's because they want to normalize, you know, that type of, you know, success and set them up to be so that it seems very natural when it happens, the new leaders of the world. And that's supposed to happen after the U.S. finishes exhausting itself in, you know, wars of conquest in the Middle East, possibly even starts World War III. You know, by nuking Iran, attacking Iran, and then scrapping with Russia and China as well. But China's supposed to take over, and they've got a very, very well-trained population, you know, great culture, great people, you know, in the sense of being individuals. But their country hasn't had the history of freedom that the West has. They've always been under some sort of dynasty or whatever. And so to this day, the people are not, you know, as used to that, you know. They don't scream, "I'm a Chinese, I got rights." They're like, "No, I'm Chinese, I'm I know our country's run." And we're being taught to say that here. as part of the same basic, you know, system. You know, the G20 martial law in Toronto was a big clue that the next time they do that, they're just going to, you know, take away our means to communicate, may shut down the internet. And for those people out there, so yeah, historically China's supposed to take over in the next few years as the world's global policeman replacing the U.S. But, you know, if you're a fan of the police state, check this out. Cops may no longer respond to crime in Oakland, California, by Kurt Nimmo from Infowars.com. From yesterday, Oakland's police chief is making some dire claims about what his force will and will not respond to if layoffs go as planned, reports the NBC Bay Area TV news station. Chief Anthony Batch listed exactly 44 situations that his officers will no longer respond to, including grand theft, burglary, car wrecks, identity theft, and vandalism. It says if you live in Oakland and one of the above happens to you, you need to let the police know online. So, yeah, Kurt and others are recommending you stock up on firearms, like a lot of other good law enforcement officers are. Because, yeah, at this point, and Gerald Salente from the Trends Research Institute, one of the finest financial forecasters and socioeconomic and cultural forecasters in the world, has predicted Mad Max-style riots and so on going forward. Only because of crime. These people who are starving will, you know, kill you to eat and take your stuff. And that's the world. And the cops won't be able to protect you because they'll be ordered to collect tax revenue as opposed to help us. But there are some good cops out there. And Sheriff Richard Mack on the Alex Jones Show from the 8th of July is going to talk to him for a few minutes and talk to you folks and explain to you what good sheriffing, good policing, and good peace officering is.
Coming up here in about 35 minutes, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic is a new documentary film with R.J. Harris, Michael Bagnarek, Alex Jones, Richard Mack, Evan Vieira, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, and many others. This film is so important because it really supercharges the Tea Parties and libertarian groups and pro-America organizations that want to save our country from globalism by illustrating the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, by illustrating the power of the sheriff, by illustrating the power of the state legislature, and how it's our right and duty to stand up for this nation. And the fact that the feds are doing this is treason by every measurement. And so that is available at Infowars.com. Also, the new
just
film,
a quick editor's
Oz,
note here.
For a broken economy,
on the show, I know this is an American sheriff. I know that these are American constitutional rules being referred to, but in principle, you know, we can ask for the same basic treatment using our Canadian, you know, Constitution, our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And these are ways for this is the sheriff explaining how to communicate to our law enforcement officers, what to communicate to them, and basically talking to them as well, saying, guys, you know, you took an oath of office. You know, I've been sympathetic to the role that they're in when the feds are stomping around, pulling rank and asking me to do crazy things. But at the same time, we all got to fight the beast system. Otherwise, it's going to eat us.
Now, I'm reading from a little pocket-sized brief of the case. And if anybody would like to get that, it's called The Victory for State Sovereignty, the Mack Prince versus USA case. And it's available at my website, and it's sheriffmack.com. You can also get the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, which everyone should have a copy of both of these. This little booklet that I have in my hand that I'm reviewing with you right now regarding this case, the most powerful and monumental 10th Amendment decision in the history of our country. This was all about states' rights. It talks about the EPA being unconstitutional. It talks about the states not being puppets of the ventriloquist Congress. It talks about the Supremacy Clause, and that is a key component of this whole thing because Barack Obama is saying he wants to sue Arizona on the Supremacy Clause. Well, Justice Scalia already says that the Supremacy Clause does not give the federal government supremacy. It says that the Constitution is supreme, not the federal government, and that's a huge difference. And one of the key components of this case is that the decision is based federal direction, end quote. So if we are not subject to federal direction, and if we indeed, as this case says, if the states are indeed sovereign, then that means that the federal government is not our boss. They cannot tell us what to do. They cannot issue directives to the states. They cannot control our land, our water, our education, our health care, or anything else that they're trying to shove down our throats. So where do we go to make sure that we know and understand this? The same place I went. Now, Alex, you mentioned I was a rookie cop in Provo, Utah. When I was there, I made a huge mistake. I actually read the Constitution. I took my oath of office after that very seriously. I dedicated. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I thought my phone went dead there.
No, I didn't hear a click. Go ahead.
Okay, good. But I made a commitment to myself that I would never go against the Constitution, that I would uphold and defend the Constitution just like I promised to do. And if we wake up local officials to that principle, that they'll keep their word when they swear an oath that is required by Article 6 of our own Constitution, that the Founding Fathers put in there that all state and local officials would be required to swear allegiance not to the king, not to the president, not to some bureaucracy, not to the governor, but to the people, that we promised that we would uphold and defend their constitutional rights. And if we had everybody in local government doing just that, if every sheriff, in fact, if we only had 300 or 400 or 500 of the 3,000 sheriffs in this country actually keeping their oath and defending the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. If we actually had that, Alex, we would get our freedom back tomorrow.
Oh, it would paralyze the New World Order, and that's why they're demonizing you. That's why they're so scared, and that's why everybody's got to go to your website and get your book and give it to their sheriff. Some sheriffs won't read a book, but they need to. You can get them Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic at Infowars.com. Give them the book and the video, and go down there and hand deliver it and say, Sheriff, you know, America's in a lot of trouble, you know, this has got the solutions, and this will help you rediscover what you're really supposed to do and that you're not a kept, vestigial, ceremonial, ventriloquist, as you describe it, a muppet of the New World Order. We're going to come right back from break.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here.
We're going back to Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about solutions. You want solutions? Take your county back. And the key place is the sheriff. Take your city council back. Take your state house back. But it's a lot easier to educate the sheriff or to get somebody to run for sheriff who's good, especially in this climate, than to take full control of the county commissioners or full control of the state house. Though that's starting to happen, and we're going to cover some of that news here in a moment. Now, but this is such a central issue. You want solutions? It's work. But it's going to be more work being a slave. And this is exciting to do this. And so we're going to be talking more with Sheriff Richard Mack about his instrumental plan to get the sheriffs back that he's been pushing for over a decade. And it's really starting to bear fruit, and it's very exciting. And the destiny of this nation and this republic is in your hands. Okay, going back to Sheriff Richard Mack, people can get Don't Tread on Me, that I'm a consultant on and also in with yourself, at Infowars.com. And they've got to get it to every sheriff because it covers the same info that's in your book. But your book gets into more detail, and is also people, you know, respect books. It's important to have them. You explain the power of the states. It's written from a sheriff's perspective, a guy that's won at the Supreme Court. You have a lot of gravitas. Again, give people the website or a number so they can get your book and get it in the hands of sheriffs. This is like a stake through the heart of vampires, every sheriff that we wake up.
Well, that is SheriffMack.com, Sheriff, 1R2S, and Mack, M-A-C-K. Just go to SheriffMack.com. And the book actually needs to get to county commissioners and county attorneys. Most of the sheriffs in the country have the book. However, you need to follow up and make sure they read it. Just as you said, no one can guarantee they read it. We also have it on CD, so if somebody doesn't want to read, they can listen to it. And it is me reading the book. And then you can get these little booklets, and every state legislator, every county commissioner, every state and local official should see this little booklet, the Victory for State Sovereignty, because it reviews what we've been talking about here on the show, and it's in pocket-sized form, and in 10 minutes, your state rep or your local county commissioner or your local sheriff can see what this case actually did to restore state sovereignty in this
country. Okay, we're going to talk about your plan and versus what the feds are doing, the alternative here in a moment. But I want to, since you are a sheriff from the West, I want to, you know, draw this analogy here and then get involved with what's happening on the Arizona border right now and this act of treason by Obama. But going back, we've all seen Westerns.
Well, Alex, let me just reiterate something that you said. This is about solutions. This isn't just talking about things that are horrible and going on in our country. We could do that till next year and still not finish. This is about a solution that is reasonable, effective, quick, and doable and constitutional.
And it's the law.
Something we should already,
it's
and it
law.
Is the law.
And we're going to get into that in a moment, but I want to just give people so they have a mental image of what's happened so they can have respect for themselves again.
Okay.
We've all seen those Westerns and Matt Dillon and John Wayne, and I always thought growing up as a kid, you know, those are just movies where there's a corrupt town with bad guys in it, robbing and raping and, you know, oppressing and taking farmers' water and taking their daughters, and finally people stand up. But, or I thought it was a Louis L'Amour novel. Now I've read a lot of histories of the West and things that happened in this country, and even after World War II in a Tennessee town when the vets came home and there was a corrupt government and they had to run them out. But this is what happened in 1776. It's what Andrew Jackson fought against. It's always a repeat of the scallywags, the carpetbaggers, the corrupt interests that come in, the Rockefeller men sending Pinkerton security, like in that Clint Eastwood movie where the mining town and the railroad men come and are killing people to take their claims. That's a composite of thousands of true events. But more often than not, people stood up because they were armed and fought back. And, you know, the issue here is what's happening with the feds? What's happening in our society? We see that Hollywood image of the town finally standing up. That's what America is. That's what our counties are. That's what our societies are. And people, you've just got to get angry. You got to start talking. You got to turn the television set off. You got to get to the commissioner's court. You got to get with others. You got to get angry. And you got to get the facts and the Constitution. Because I'm going to say it again. It is like a stake through the heart of these vampires. Because our country was born in the fight for liberty. We've been through this over and over again. We're not the first people to go through this, and we've got the blueprint of how to beat these people.
We do, and it's every bit constitutional. It's every bit lawful, and it is a peaceful process. This will not hurt anyone except the traitors in Washington, D.C. There is no answer in Washington, D.C., it is the most corrupt place on the face of the planet, but we can make headway in our counties, and we can take America back county by county and state by state. But it's got to start with you, every one of your listeners. You've got to know and understand the principle of state sovereignty. Your sheriff has got to know and understand the principle of state sovereignty and local autonomy, and that's exactly what my lawsuit was about. Now, Judge John Roll said, and that's also quoted in my little booklet that I have here in my hand, The Victory for State Sovereignty. He said, Mac is thus forced to choose between keeping his oath or obeying the act, subjecting himself to possible sanctions. Well, my question is to every peace officer and sheriff in this country, when you are forced by the federal government and the lawmakers around you to choose between your oath or following laws and statutes, which one are you going to do? Are you going to side with the people in freedom, or are you going to continue to acquiesce and follow the
Well, the founders had us swear to this oath because they wanted to point out this is the real law. This is the power. This is the America.
Exactly.
This is the republic, not what some flim-flammer comes along later with them. And that's what Thomas Jefferson, George Washington said over and over again. You got to stick to this, not what lawyers come and invent later or what they try to twist out of it.
That's exactly correct, and this is all foundational, it's all fundamental, and the first page of my book, I'm glad you talked about Thomas Jefferson, because I quote him on the very first page of my book, and he says, when all governments shall be drawn to Washington as the center of all power, it will render powerless the checks provided and become as venal and oppressive as the government from which we separated. The question is, Alex, to whom can your people turn? The people in Austin, Texas, or the people in southern Arizona, or the people throughout this country, who can they turn to for peace, safety, and protection when government from Washington, D.C. has become venal and oppressive? And the answer is your county sheriff and your local officials.
Let's describe the true role of the sheriff, because people have never been taught this. I mean, versus what's happening all over the country where the feds come in and will put tens of millions of dollars in to and buy off sheriffs and counties to get the city to absorb the county when the county is the unit of the state. I mean, this is treason. I keep using that word. They know exactly what they're – this is federal conquest of the states in a very sneaky way.
Well, my case even addresses that, and Scalia brings up the issue of compromising local authority in order to take federal grants and federal money. The federal government is very wise. Let's not pretend anything here. This plan of attack to destroy state sovereignty and local autonomy and the power of the counties has been an orchestrated event. They've even voted sheriffs out in Connecticut. There are no more sheriffs in Connecticut. Massachusetts is trying to do the same thing. Ohio now has one county where the sheriff is no longer elected but appointed. And every sheriff that I've talked to, and I've been talking to hundreds of sheriffs this past year, every one of them, well, not every one of them, but there's about a half of them that are worried if they take strong stands against the federal government and do what my book suggests, that they might lose federal funding.
And again, that's a coward's mindset. We've gotten to this point of the sheriff being abolished because the enemy is attacking the Constitution and our republic. And instead of saying, oh, I better cower, you know, for the 5 years or whatever you're in, you want to think about your kids and grandkids, and you should get up there and stand up. I mean, how do we come from the toughest, roughest, smartest people to a bunch of castrated cowards? I tell you, those sheriffs are pathetic.
Well, it's all about the money, and I have said this, and I say this in my book, that anyone in this country, I don't care if it's a sheriff, state rep, county commissioner, or anyone else, if you're willing to compromise liberty, if you're willing to compromise the freedom of your citizens to continue to take money, then you, sir, are the traitor, and you have betrayed your own people. This is time to stand, and when I sent this book to Sheriff Prince, I said, Sheriff, tell me honestly, is this book true, and is it the answer? And he says, of course it is. The problem is you've got too many damn wimpy sheriffs. And Alex, I'm just going to tell it like it is. If the sheriffs in this country have the courage to stand, that's the only thing we lack now, is courage within our local communities, courage from county attorneys, courage from county sheriffs and county commissioners to uphold and defend the Constitution for the people, and stop taking the money. Throw that stupid
money. Yeah, we don't.
And we're back, CKLM listeners. That was, again, Sheriff Richard Mack, and again on the Alex Jones Show. And basically, here in Canada, we can do much the same. We can approach our law enforcement in a formal and professional way. I know that when I was stopped by police officers during the G20 summit, when there's just a handful of them, some of them would take my flyers. They were curious. You know, maybe they got kids. And they want to know where they could find vaccine exemption forms at VRAN.org. as well as learn more about the risks, so they can say, you know what, no, it's a legal exemption form, and subtly, discreetly, I'm going to make sure that my kid has one in their file, you know? And make sure that the kid isn't shot at school, so, you know, or they, maybe they want the non-GMO shopping guide, or maybe they want fluoridealert.org, you know, about the dangers of fluoride, because we're all drinking it. People in Montreal and Vancouver, most of Europe, aren't, and many other places. Thunder Bay City Council voted 6-5 a few months ago after a lot of public pressure, public support, including the mayor of Thunder Bay support, to reject fluoridation, even though the feds were around, you know, barking away, you know, saying, you need to take the damn fluoride. Why won't you listen to federal experts? And the people there went, because we, you know, we found the people that point out that you're lying, so. But, all right. So start off with Wayne Madsen saying, sorry, I think the mix is a little loud. There we go. start off with Wayne Madsen saying that, yeah, the BP oil spill is being allowed to get worse. And it could affect, you know, the entire Atlantic coast. And it could cut off our fish. So no more fish for us to eat because it's too oily. And not the good, you know, fish oil, omega-3 stuff, the bad oil, like the Rockefeller Petroleum Standard Oil, cartel oil, that they got us dependent on. So if we're dependent on it now, everything's their fault. You know, they gave us the problems, they give us our reactions, they give us our solutions. And we like being outraged about things, so they'll probably give us a way to be outraged. You know, there'll be a bunch of, oh, this is so horrible. Isn't it so horrible? It's so horrible. And we'll all just get off on saying how horrible it is. Because that's happened before. And so what can we do? Well, in the InfoWar, there's neutral information that doesn't reveal the big conspiracy. It's just health tips and stuff like that you can pass on to anybody. We got to get more of that out there. We got to get all this stuff into our culture. And there's the stuff that indicts the big conspiracy. And so we can share info with each other. And then we can, you know, share info with the system. We can attack the system with questions and with, you know, why don't you look into this? And then take the response of the system back to the public. Because that will help destroy faith in the corrupt people running the system. And then we can change it. But, you know. Sorry about that, a little stutter step on the song. So you got Wayne Madsen talking about the fish and about the BP oil spill getting worse briefly. Then Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary to the Treasury in the Reagan administration in the 80s, a gentleman now in his 70s, received numerous accolades, French Legion of Honor, one of the top 10 living economists in the world. And he's basically breaking down the government's tax situation. They're raising taxes. Just an article here from the Toronto Star. Ellen Roseman, personal finance columnist, wrote, Canadian Tire apologizes for echo fee errors. Isabella Lamb bought a $1 jug of bleach at Canadian Tire last week. Her bill was $155, which included an eco fee of 37 cents and HST on top of that. And Ron Compton bought three $1 bleach jugs. We charged eco fees of 57 cents on each one. April Holman bought a $3 bottle and paid a 60 cent eco fee. And so on and so forth. And they're basically saying that they're making a mistake in how they're charging it. And so that's the new cover story. We're supposed to complain and bitch and complain about how they're charging the eco fee, not about the eco fee itself. And so that's kind of a spin. I'm not even saying Ms. Roseman is necessarily responsible for the spin. But, you know, when you hear what they're saying, you're right about it. And when we read about it, that becomes our conversation. So anyway, in a nutshell, here on CKLN Radio, here on Rude Awakening, do discuss the New World Order, but do want to break down solutions. Don't just want to talk about, how they're beating us, but want to talk about how to beat them, because if you just talk about how they're beating us, then it's kind of like it's kind of like if you're overweight and you just keep talking about a fat yard, That might not be a good idea. because then, you know, you're just going to depress yourself. And we just keep talking about, like Sheriff Mack said, you know, how horrible things are, and all the horrible things being done to us, then that just may depress us. with respect to being able to handle this. So what can we do? Well, you know, we got to find stuff that other people find valuable. And on this eco fee thing and all the green stuff, you know, you got to let people know, you know, what the deal is. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement is a great film to recommend out there because it goes through the whole thing. The green movement is an anti-human, you know, eugenics movement. They're punishing us with taxes while crippling the economy, while disarming us, while, you know, increasing crime, decreasing the use of police as peace officers, increasing, you know, their role as enforcers of fascist policies to crush free speech and peaceful assembly, like we saw at the G20 in Toronto, which we can't forget, only happened a couple of weeks ago. And so on and so forth. So we got to break down, you know, what exactly is happening here. I apologize. Phone was ringing, and I didn't take the calls because I think there was a crank earlier. And I have been cranked a couple of times in guest hosting shows and here on the radio. Incidentally, most often by the people that have been attacking the station for a couple of years. So you got to wonder what their agenda is and who the hell they are, if they have nothing better to do with their time. But I may have also missed an important call about your Wednesday morning jazz experience. And so, you know, if I did, I apologize for that. There is a host coming in shortly. Then I'll make sure I pass him off. And in the next few minutes, I will, you know, find some jazz to play regardless and end my little rants on the state of affairs. But for now, while I still have the microphone, while I still have our publicly owned airwaves to air out the people who are taking control of our government, the New World Order, the forces behind globalization, find international agreements that violate our sovereignty by stripping our political system of its control and thereby our elected representatives of their ability to represent us. You know, in attacking these guys, the micro and breaking down the micro, making people's lives easier with this information is going to be the key, because people are stressed right now and they don't exactly know how to handle it. And I know that even from my own, you know, show postings, you know, if I do some real straight academic, you know, the dangers of, you know, fluoride, acetone, vaccines, GMO foods, or the economic, you know, a decent one, the economic reasons behind the coming crash, gun confiscations, and martial law. You know, that was downloaded like 65 times, you know, and it was downloaded over a few days, so I know people were sharing it or whatever. But when and other ones have been downloaded 70, 80 times. But when I put something out there that says, you know, what happened, you know, will guys man up for this sort of thing, because there's women, children, and the elderly here, you know, I'll make a deal with you guys. Even though, you know, social engineering has warped our perspective on things, both males and females, with respect to relationships and how we relate to each other, we can change that by exposing, you know, what happened. And I'll make a deal with you. I got some good news and some bad news, though. And the deal, and the good news and the bad news is, the good news is you get your chicks back. The bad news is you got to take care of them. And that means the same thing it's always meant. Because Riyadh and the Bedouins are back. Babylon system still here. Shriners, Masonic parade, dressed up in ancient Egyptian garb, you know, walking up and down University Avenue. It's all interconnected, it's all interwoven, and it's all out there to tackle, but just picking apart the pieces at the top for interest's sake, for the sake of history, isn't as valuable. Figure out what you can tell somebody else. You know, figure out what you can tell somebody else. And instead of thinking you can't, you just can't talk about this stuff. You know, you don't have to give them the big picture. But, you know, if they're bugged by stuff anyway, is there anything with respect to understanding how the world works that could make you better at, you know, fixing their ish? It's possible. And on that note, folks, I'm going to sign off shortly and leave you with the and find you some jazz before the next programming host comes in. It's been your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Christian. I do host CKLN Rude Awakenings Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. here on CKLN Radio, 88.1 FM. And I also host Monday evenings, Word of Mouth Mondays, from 7 to 8 p.m. here on CKLN, where for the last couple of weeks I've been interviewing people for an hour. I think I'm going to stick with that format. I have a guest on every Monday evening in prime time, kind of like you know, inside the actor's studio or whatever, just to break down a different personality in detail and give the people that share this info some depth and some time to break down some of what our problems, reactions, and solutions are and or should be. But you know, there's great places to find information to get hip to this and to find tidbits of things to pass on, especially since the mass media is scaring us anyway. You know, if the mass media is freaking us out anyway and selling us a whole bunch of BS, and you know, just here on the star.com, the main headline is, "Your tax money is paying for private golf clubs." City Councilor Adrian Heaps wants something done about the fact that 9 private golf courses in the city enjoy lower taxes and have so far achieved more than $30 million in subsidies. So, yeah, you're going to see a couple of our councilors who are fairly silent for the duration of their term, you know, crawl out of the woodwork. Mayor Miller would be a lot more active if he wasn't a lame duck and signing off after being mayor for about 5 or 6 years. What have these people done? What can we help them do? What can we force them to do? Depending on who they are and what their, you know, interests and intentions are. We need to communicate. You know, at City Hall, they're getting rid of the main desk there, and 311, you know, the information service, you know, it's a call center. Basically, not used, it's fine, but these things are all designed to separate us from our bureaucracies. If you go to City Hall right now, there's no main desk to ask where is Office X. And even the people at City Hall who I talk to are ticked off about that. They're putting up little paper signs, you know, giving people directions to different offices outside theirs and so on, because they don't want to be bothered by random people wandering around. And so we're being disconnected from our political system, and our political system is being disconnected from us, and that leaves them vulnerable to, you know, corporate, you know, private, you know, central banker mafia interests. And we have to make sure ours are represented. So, many, many things that we can do. Never think there's nothing we can do. You can do nothing. Of course you can do nothing. We can all do nothing. But and you can learn stuff and do nothing. But then, you know, what are you learning for? Most people learn stuff for a purpose. And when it comes to this information at this time, simply because of the nature of the threats we face, you know. Infowars.com, great place to find information on this stuff. Naturalnews.com, great health news. TrendsResearch.com, great wealth news. CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, great news from Alan Watt. Amazing Canadian national treasure and gift to the world. Vigilant Citizen, learn how the celebrity and entertainment industry is controlled. FluorideAlert.org, VRAN.org, a great place for fluoride and vaccine info, vice versa. There are solutions to all these things. But the number one solution is being able to talk about things. You can't act until you talk. And so that's why you hear me talk a lot of mess about this stuff. I'm just trying to make up for things. If people don't think enough, I'll think more. If people don't talk enough, I'll talk more. And a few more of us take that attitude, then we'll have a diversity of opinion out there that can relate to everybody and that cannot be stopped and cannot be beat. And there it is. Locally, pressfortruth.ca, torontotruthseekers.com, conspiracyculture.com, great book and DVD store, Queen of Ron for sales, Toronto Street News, great paper sold by the homeless, and yeah, you know, support what's going on. I'm going to leave you with some Axl Rose, Chinese Democracy, and then hook you up with some jazz. It's been a great Rude Awakening for the 14th of July, 2010. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Peace out.